This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
We have some very special guests in studio with us now. We have Viv Benjamin, who's the CEO of Oak Tree, and Matt and Tim, who are volunteers and participants in all of Oak Tree's fantastic events. They join us live in studio now to have a chat with us. Morning, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Morning, Adam.
So, you guys are from Oak Tree. Viv, let's start with you. You're the lovely CEO, the lady behind the masterpiece or the organisation. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown on what Oak Tree is and what you do?
Yeah, so Oak Tree is about young people leading a movement to end extreme poverty in our lifetime, which is a pretty big mission. And we're Australia's largest youth-led organisation of more than 100,000 volunteer members around the country, like these guys, who are fundraising, volunteering, spreading the message. So a few years ago, some young people, two young guys, actually challenged each other to experience a little bit of what it might be like to live on the equivalent of the extreme poverty line, which internationally is the equivalent of $2 a day. And obviously they could only do that for their food. They can't factor in things like electricity. It gets too complicated. And they tried that out, found it pretty eye-opening and challenging. One of the guys was still riding to work 15Ks every day and,
wow,
you know, big six-foot guy and living on $2 a day. And it was such an eye-opening experience that they really felt like other Australians should experience this. And what started as a tiny little thing in the last few years has now raised more than $6 million to lift people out of poverty.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I think our absolute dream pie-in-the-sky stretch goal was maybe this thing could possibly raise $100,000 and raised more than $6 million.
Well, you failed because you've done more than that. So
it was pretty amazing to see the groundswell of public support. And I think when it comes to any issue of extreme poverty or inequality, the key to change is empathy. And what Live Below the Line does is really enables thousands and thousands of Australians to get a sense of empathy with those who live in poverty, and actually, you know, walk in their shoes, a little taste of that, to understand what it might be like and take action on that.
Viv, when I saw that you were CEO of an organisation, and part of me went, yes, girl power. And the other part of me went, I want to give you the highest of cyber five, so congratulations. But also I've got to say, it's great to see young people jumping on board and actually setting the trend of standing up for poverty and standing up for a great cause like that. How can we get the adults involved?
Well, what we actually find through Live Below the Line is that there'll be about 10,000 young people who take the challenge, live on $2 a day, you know, give up coffee for a week. But it's the friends and family and parents and communities that sponsor them, and they're the ones that raise the funds. So people ask mum and dad and uncle and auntie and teachers and whoever to sponsor them, and that's how we make an impact. So the young people are the advocates that take it to their communities.
How did you come up with the $2? What was the value? How did you come up with the stats to go, okay, it's going to be $2?
Well, the World Bank actually sets the international extreme poverty line, which based on purchasing power, so it's not exchange rates, it's what you could buy for $2 in 1990 in the US is the baseline.
Wow.
Which would probably be a bunch of rice and vegetables, is the equivalent of the purchasing power of what it means to live in extreme poverty. So some people often say, like, $2, that actually is a lot in other countries, but it's the same purchasing power of that. So in Australia, it's $2 a day. So that's pretty challenging, obviously, and pretty hard to comprehend, but that's what Live Below the Line provides, is a chance to empathise with that and take the challenge and raise some funds, make an impact.
Wow.
That's awesome. And we're lucky because we have Tim and Matt, who are a couple of volunteers of Oak Tree and participants. I've seen them going on social media nuts going, please help support this great cause. Start with either of you, Tim or Matt. What inspired you guys to get involved with Live Below the Line?
Well, Oak Tree actually did a program at my school called Schools for Schools. And throughout the recent months, they changed the whole program and began the Community Leaders Program. And I went along to the boot camp that they held a couple of weekends ago. And that's when we actually launched Live Below the Line. And throughout that weekend, we just saw stories. We heard stories and we just saw videos. And got to understand why we're doing this and connect with people and our mentors and facilitators. And it's just such a great cause and a challenge too, to have a better understanding. And we just, yeah, I can't wait to do it, to be honest, just to see what it's like.
Matt, do you have an idea as to what kind of food you're going to purchase? Because Adzie and I were kind of racking out our brains going, what can you buy for $2? I remember when I was like 5, which was like 23 years ago, there were like freckles on for sale for like 2 cents. You can't get anything for 2 cents, let alone 5 cents. Freckles are like, the inflation for freckles is like $1 now. There goes half your budget. What can you buy for $2?
Rice. That's pretty much what you eat. Rice for 5 days. Oak Tree provide nutritional information online, so you know everyone's a bit safe, but it's just water, rice, and any bit of protein, maybe an egg or something throughout the 5 days.
Can you go into a supermarket and say, I would like one egg, please, and maybe a cup of rice?
Well, what you can do is you have a budget of $10 for the 5 days, so you buy all your groceries with that, or you can team up with as many people as you can, and your budget will be accumulated with everyone. So if you have 3 people, you have $30 of budget and you can buy more things. And
oh, so it's not like you don't have to stick to the $2 a day. You can use the $10 up front and get everything you need.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
All this mathematics is probably helping you study for your VCE, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get a 50 study score in mathematics right here.
What about you, Tim? Why did you want to get involved and what's your game plan?
I actually first learned about Live Below the Line through social media last year. When I saw Benjamin Law tweeting about it, because he was one of our celebrity ambassadors for 2013. So very typical of a young gay boy. I saw another queer icon tweeting about it, so I signed up. And I actually got involved with Oak Tree as a volunteer. So I first joined as their social media manager last year, and I've been working with them for about 10 months now. And in November of last year, I joined the Live Below the Line team. So I've been working with a group of about 12 other people to bring Live Below the Line to life this year. So
that's all. And food-wise, how are you going to tackle this?
I've never done it before, so it's going to be very interesting. But I think the first tip is probably to, instead of going to your local supermarket, which will probably be a little bit pricey, go straight to a farmer's market and buy in bulk, I think. But also, as Matt said earlier, do it as a team. It's so much easier if you're doing it as a group of people. You can pool your money, you can buy in bulk, you can plan out your week really meticulously, and yeah, it sounds a lot easier than it is once you really get down into the details of it.
Matt, being in school, clearly you need nutrition to study, given it's an important year for you.
Yes.
How are you going to cope? Because I remember in year 12, at our school, being the school that it was, they gave us what they called study hours. Mm-hmm. So we were expected to study 25 hours a week outside of school. So I'm assuming you probably do like half of that, right?
Let's just say I do, yep.
So how are you going to cope with that?
Well, the first day of Live Below the Line is actually my first method sack. So
but you got maths covered, really... yo. We were talking about that before.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Study score 50 on my way, yeah. So I don't know. I think it'll be okay. Just need to be a bit smart about it and, just see how I go.
You jump. Lucky you have that graphics calculator, hey?
Oh, God, yeah.
Curves and everything. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today, Matt, Tim, and Viv. Viv, before we go, if anyone wants to get involved, how can they?
Yeah, awesome. We'd love to have them involved. They can join the many thousands of Australians who are getting on board at lbl.com.au.
lbl.com.au. And it kicks off which week in May?
It'll be the 5th to the 9th of May. So everybody's getting on board now and starting to raise awareness and starting to raise funds in the lead up. And then the week of $2 a day is the 5th to the 9th of May. So everyone's welcome in the lead up to that.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.